We do not want this man to be our king. How often do we struggle that in our own life? Choosing to truly surrender to Jesus as the king of our life. We are preparing for Sunday to celebrate Christ the King Sunday. And so the scriptures, the gospel this evening helps us to prepare our hearts for that moment. We do not want this man to be our king. It's so easy in our world today to be self-absorbed and to live a soft, comfortable life with not very many demands upon us, never really having to be uncomfortable or inconvenienced. Everything is just a click or a swipe away. We never really have to struggle with the surrender underneath Jesus' lordship. So do we want him to be our king? I mean, just by listening to the story, I hope we say yes, because of those who don't want to get slayed, you know, so we don't want to die. But is that not what happens to us? Maybe not physically, but emotionally and spiritually, psychologically, we die when we don't allow Christ to be our king. And this parable about the gold coins, in that verse before the gospel, Jesus says, I sent you out into the world to bear fruit. There is a certain expectation that our lives are fruitful. We make a return on the investment. And this is what it means to be a disciple. That disciples make other disciples. That we who have encountered the love and the mercy of Jesus Christ, in turn, must go out and share that with others. This is the return that he's expecting from us. It's not a monetary thing. It's not a collection of assets. It's his name, his truth, his love being spread throughout the world. When we encounter that, when we acknowledge him as our king, when we surrender our life to him, it's not a chore. It's not an action done out of fear of retribution. But it's a response of love to the one who has loved us first. Jesus told this parable because the people had a wrong expectation of what was about to happen. And so it's good for us to hear this. It's good for us to be reminded that what God has, what Jesus has for us, is so much more and usually so different than what we can interpret, what we can anticipate, what we can expect. So much more. Allow the Lord to be your king. Desire him to be your king. Receive his love, receive his mercy. And then go and share the world. Share his love, share his mercy with everyone. Let your life bear abundant fruit in the world today.